Tom Torero, podcast 47. In the middle of London. Actually, I'm on the job, so I'm killing two birds with one stone. Not literally. I don't advocate killing women with stones. I'm in a cafe with a student. It's Sunday. It's day two of training. It's a two-day training session with Mr. Bob. All right, Bob?
Hello. How's it going?
All right, man. Cheers for allowing this to be recorded. What we're going to do now, we've just sat down and we're going to go over quickly what happened yesterday, the points we finished with at the end of the day, and then plan today. Now, yesterday was Bob's first day really of direct street game. We did at least 20 sets probably. Central London, it was cold, it was a bit windy and rainy, but we did street, shops, cafes. And we went from like zero to hero, basically. We started out with anxiety.
Yeah, very scared. Like, I was so scared before I came. I was literally shaking. I wanted to skip it. I was thinking of excuses. Didn't want to go. I was like, oh, maybe I'll text him saying I can't make it. But yeah, I came.
Came. Value's great. So that was the first thing I saw. You're 20, early 20s.
22.
Value sorted in terms of fashion, grooming, fitness, social calibration. So I was like, okay, thank the Lord, this is good. And then I looked at you and I thought, okay, anxiety, this could be one of those days where you refuse to approach. So we went to Trafalgar Square. We go there because it's full of dreamy tourists. We did 3, 4, or 5 hit and runs. Can you just go over how you warmed up quickly and how it made you feel?
Yeah, so I was really nervous at the start, and then Tom sort of told me what I was going to do. I was going to do some warm-ups, so just to start off with, just to get me a bit more comfortable. It was, I think the first three was just go up to a girl, give a compliment, so, hey, I thought you looked nice, and then leave after, so have a nice day. So no pressure.
Then adding on what you noticed about her.
Yeah, so for the fourth and fifth, it was adding on what I noticed. So it'd be like, if she had green hair, I'd be like, oh, I really like that, your crazy green hair, whatever. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Focusing on eyes and voice. And again, thank God, suddenly I saw, you know, your eyes were strong, voice was low, posture was good, girls were giggling. Remember, girl is your mirror. So after those five in Trafalgar Square, I thought, right, thank fuck for that. This guy is ready to jump in. So we moved to Covent Garden, find some nice English lasses, and you were jumping in front of them, you were doing stationary ones. Now we get to the big sticking point, not just of you, but of every student, 99% of students. She goes, excuse me, I think you look nice, what I noticed is, and yesterday we were doing, what I noticed is you don't look British, I'm guessing you're from whatever. And then that girl said, no, I'm from Morocco. Did we have a Morocco one?
Yeah, the Morocco.
Morocco, Italian, Lebanese, Yemen, Chinese, British, one. Chinese. That's why we love London. All right, so what was the strategy yesterday that we need to practice today when she tells you where she's from or what her job is?
So Tom was saying, when she says where she's from, so say I've said, oh, you look Indian. She's like, no, I'm Moroccan. So you'd build a story from that, from whatever she said. So you'd stick to the topic. What I was doing is I'd be like, okay, cool. And then I'd ask her like another question or maybe making another assumption. But you're saying stick to that topic.
And don't just talk about that topic like normally, but the key, the secret sauce that you just saw when I did that waitress. The secret sauce is to take the piss, accuse.
Yeah. So all that banter as well,
exactly.
Teasing.
Exactly.
So as you're doing, obviously, you know, don't forget to add the teases, banter and whatnot. Otherwise, it just turns into like a little friendly chat and she just met you.
Here's a catch 22. So we went out yesterday and, you know, you were getting that brain freeze because it's like information overload and you were cold and there's a bit of nerves. When she gives you the topic, every guy, his brain shuts down. So this is why just for your first few days, weeks, you've got to have something in your pocket, like in your back pocket. You've got to have something ready. So yesterday we were saying, she gives the topic and some simple things you can say is, oh my God. Or I like to say then, you know, oh my God, my mother definitely warned me about Czech Republic girls. you guys are crazy, you can tell a story about your friend, third person. Oh my God, my friend was there, and he said that. Accuse, 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 accuse. Now, that works 50% of the time. What happens if it doesn't work, and she's just looking at you with a completely blank face?
So if it doesn't work, then you can move on to what they do, so like their job, you could guess that, and then...
What's an easy go-to phrase that works on every girl? You look creative.
Oh, you're creative, yeah.
Any girl in the world, you can say. Another thing I noticed, you look creative.
Yeah, the only problem was that is when I used it yesterday, that girl was like, oh, two of the day gamers have done.
True, because it's a Tom Torero staple.
Yeah.
It's been on many a video. So, yeah, you went sometimes with, what did you say, lawyer?
Yeah, I said you look like a banker, an economist. Yeah. And then I'd also play that on with she was a nerd for the tease and the banter.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're really nailing today. Not just nailing women, but nailing that. To try and get the hook, you know what the hook is. You saw me do the signal. What else did I tell you to do after the hook when you're just doing the boring chat? And I was doing this hand movement.
So, because I do quite a lot of night games, so I'm very high energy, very physical. So Tom was saying sometimes just calm down a bit, you know, let her talk. Slow it down.
And what did I say about you telling her?
Oh, and also tell her some information about me. So after the set, it's not like I just met this crazy confident guy, but I kind of know stuff about him.
Yep.
So she'll remember and she won't flake.
Yep, three basic things. All right, the last two sticking points was niggles. And this is to do with frame. I know in the beginning, the first couple I watched of you, I was like, uh-oh, this guy is a little bit nice. He's the classic kind of friendly London guy. And then, thank God, when we went to Seven Dials, I saw you switch to night game mode, do the hand of God, grab her, persist, joke.
Almost like spinning her
almost
around.
Almost classic night game, but it was fine. So the niggles, right? Today you're going to get a lot more niggles because we're in central London and we're going to Oxford Street. So you're going to get... I've got to go. That's a shit test. What are you going to say when she says, oh, thank you, so sweet. I've just got to go shopping.
So I'd say one more thing before you go and then just continue.
Yep. Or emergency, you can just...
Yeah. Or if I've tried that and literally she's just going to go, just get the phone out.
Yep.
Exchange numbers.
Because yesterday we had two or three girls where that could have happened. Yeah. All right. You pull out your phone and she says, which happened twice, she says... oh, I don't really know about this. Why don't you give me your number?
So, whenever you give your number out to a girl, it's very unlikely that they're actually going to call you back. So, yesterday that happened to me once. I just didn't accept it. Yeah. One thing you can do is try go for the Facebook, if anything, because that can still work. And she might, in her mind, she might be like, okay, I won't give him my number, but I'll give him the Facebook instead.
She wants to check you out, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you've got a good Facebook, you're sorted.
Yeah.
Or... remember that sneaky trick, take her phone off her, put in your number and press call. I've done that a few times. Or you say something a bit cheeky like, listen, I approached you, so I get the number. 50-50. Let's swap numbers. Or a common one on my videos is I say, listen, I'm going to send you one message, right? I'm not going to sit in a tree and stalk you. I'm going to send you one message. You can decide. You can delete my numbers. Cool. I'm not bothered. And that kind of takes the pressure off. And many a time she's like, okay, one message. What that was that. And, okay, we had yesterday, one girl said, how old are you?
Yeah.
Because you look youthful. So what did you say to that?
Oh, so she was an older girl. I think she was about 30 or so, and I'm 22. So she could tell I'm a lot younger. She was like, how old are you? I was like, I'm 22. Oh, no. I was like, I'm 15. So I just acted like I didn't care.
Yeah.
It's like messing about, a bit of banter.
Yeah, very good. That reminds me, if she says, I have a boyfriend, or I'm kind of seeing somebody.
Yeah, just be like, I'm not trying to be your boyfriend.
Yeah, and then carry on as normal. So I think it shocks a lot of guys, especially in London, when you get these little niggles or you get the bitchy face. But I'm telling you, man, London and New York and Canadian cities and Australia, you get this very, these tests, you get them most of the time. So we got to be ready for them. Right, putting out your hand today a bit more. So the handshake, but holding.
Yeah.
Cheeky persistence.
Three things about me.
Yeah.
Three facts.
And not giving up as quickly. Like,
yeah, definitely.
At least going for it. Right, situations. Street was easy for you. Shops, I think we could do a bit more of. Yeah. Shop assistants.
That was more difficult, I reckon, inside. Street was pretty good.
Cafes, we did one very high pressure one yesterday.
Yeah.
She was trapped. That was good.
When I was like crazy.
It was night game. Yeah. You were doing like night game negging. So I reckon we should do another cafe one. What I just did then with the waitress, give that a go as well. And for those listening, for you lucky bastards listening, we'll warm up now and then I'll put the microphone in your pocket and try and capture you like on form.
Yeah.
with this banter, with this. You're very good yesterday when you were on form with being quite cocky in a nice way. You were accusing her, flipping it round.
Yeah.
Blaming her, all the classic stuff that only comes out after about an hour. Like we're both a bit sleepy. It's Sunday. We need to warm up. And it's funny, isn't it? How yesterday you finished the day with amazing vibe, strong energy. You wake up on Sunday.
Yeah, all stifled. Not as bad as yesterday, but obviously not as good as the end of the day yesterday.
Yeah, it's one of those things you've got to accept, mate. And I've been doing it 6 years, and I wake up and I'm like, oh. Day game, right, fucking hell, come on, do it. And then I do the first one, rusty. I do three, nice guy. I do an hour, on. So for all those guys listening who go out and they do two and go home, man, what are you talking about, you know? Desensitization, jump in, say fuck it, right. Let's go.
Hey, excuse me. I just saw you over there. I was standing with my mate. I thought you looked good, so I wanted to come and say hello.
Hi.
What I noticed about you is so like focused on your phone. Are you like on some crazy hangover shopping spree?
No.
No, you didn't go out last night party?
No.
No? You stayed in?
Yeah.
Good girl.
Thank you.
Always hitting the books. Library girl.
Yeah.
Another thing I noticed, you look quite Indian.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You?
Try guess. No one ever guesses it right.
Can I have a hint?
I just have one random guess. You might break my heart though, so be careful.
Indian as well. So
oh, I'm going to go home and cry now. Nah, I'm actually Colombian.
Oh.
But I always get like Indian, Pakistani, all of the Asian countries. No one ever knows where I'm from. Yeah, I have no identity. Yeah. So I'm assuming you're like a student here as well?
Student, yeah.
University student studying arts?
Yeah, social sciences.
Social sciences?
Yeah.
So you're good at reading people? You know, I'm not here to rob you.
Not quite good at reading people first year, so.
Ah, you're a fresher.
Yeah.
Should have known. I'm actually at University of but I'm back for a couple months. I was sick when I did my exam, so I got to like basically take it like a year out. I'm studying economics. Boring as hell.
Yeah,
so boring. At least you're doing like relatively fun subject.
Yeah, social policy. So as fun as it could be.
Yeah, what's it like about? Sort of?
The history of welfare in the UK.
I'm about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Nah. Can't be as boring as economics, trust me. Like, it seems professional, but all we're doing is like reading graphs all day,
yeah.
Counting money.
My friend does economics, so.
First year as well?
Yeah.
First year economics is really easy, though.
Yeah.
In fact, all first year things are really easy. So you should be out every day partying. You should be on some massive hangover right now.
No,
okay. You don't do partying too much. Yeah, that's good. Get a good grade, I guess.
I actually have to go because I have to meet my friend in a bit. Pick up her birthday present, so.
Yeah, how old is she turning?
She's turning
19.
19?
Yeah. What are you thinking of getting her? One of these crazy bags?
No, I'm gonna go look around, see what I can find.
Okay, cool. Well, you gotta go, I gotta go. But listen, let's keep in touch. I'll take down your number.
I'm actually seeing someone.
You're seeing someone?
Yes.
Are you married to them? I'm seeing someone too, so it's 50-50.
Okay. Why don't I give you my Facebook instead?
Facebook? Yeah, that's cool. Are you seeing a crazy Indian guy? He's gonna come beat me up.
Well, didn't call him crazy, but...
Economist.
Indian is on point.
Always. Okay, also. Autocorrect.
Yeah, autocorrecting my name.
So, what is it? So just click that one, that's it.
Okay, I'm just going to let you press add friend.
Okay. Is your profile like blocked or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like people adding you? Okay. I'll shoot you a message. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to send me a friend request. It's not that blocked.
Cool. I'll shoot you a message. It'll be cool to, like, you know, whatever, chat and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, nice meeting you anyways.
You too.
Keep tame that crazy Indian boyfriend.
Okay.
All right, see you in a bit.
Right, we've just stepped out of Sneaky Selfridges. We've had a listen to that in Fields. So what did you think, man?
At the start, it was definitely a tough set. She wasn't giving me much, but I remembered everything you told me. Stuck to the topics, followed the model, and yeah, eventually I managed to get the close, Facebook close, which is just as good as the number.
Yeah, in that situation, yeah. You passed all the tests, like the first one, I have to go. Second one, I'm kind of seeing someone. I love that word, seeing someone. If you don't live in Britain, seeing someone means I'm just fucking him once a week.
Yeah.
And you played it cool. You didn't react. Yeah, it was a little bit short, but if guys listening could have seen the situation, it was in a very crowded basement of a shop. There was a security standing next to
security
him.
Security guard, so jelly.
Yeah, and she genuinely had to go and buy that present. What was most impressive was that she gave you nothing for about 2 minutes. Just she was nervous, which is, I find, with Indian girls, same with Asian girls. And even though she gave you tiny topics like India, studying, you managed to keep it going. You didn't have that brain freeze.
Yeah, so I kept stacking, and then when I got nothing, I another assumption, you know, telling stories.
She hooked off the geography, didn't she? She said,
yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah, as soon as she said, where am I from, I knew I could sort of, not so much pressure, like it was on.
Yep.
I could relax a bit more.
And you told her three things about
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah, I actually told her information about me, so...
So all that sticking point stuff we talked about in the morning,
yeah, sorted.
You basically sorted that out. So the rest of the day is making stuff more solid and going for harder stuff, getting some more shit tests. But going forwards, it's all about that first 60 seconds, the story, the topic.
Definitely. But it's getting a lot better. It's gotten a lot better.
Because you didn't kiss her ass, you laid into her.
Yeah, a lot of banter as well, like accusing her.
Yeah, and if a guy's listening, you have to understand that when you were doing that banter, Bob, you were smiling with your eyes and your smirk. If you did that, imagine you did all that banter with a straight face.
She would have said, Bob, fuck off.
Yeah. And the American guys I teach, they find it really hard to understand banter.
Yeah, you definitely have to have a smile on your face, I think, and make it playful.
Yeah.
Especially because what I was doing yesterday is I was negging, but then sometimes it might have come across as a bit rude. So now I go, oh, but I love that. I love that. So I kind of finish it with, I love it.
It's daytime calibration,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it? You know, in a nightclub.
See how she's reacting.
Different. Yeah, brilliant. Right, onwards. Right, end of the session, knackered, but very good. Having a coffee, and we're going to wrap it up with what we just spoke about, action steps. So you've got the list of things you're going to work on. Any things come to mind from what we've just done?
Yeah, just keep working on you know, my storytelling, keep practicing.
That feeling of wanting to eject.
Yeah, I'm ejecting quite a lot, so staying in set a lot longer, forcing myself to stay in set. Also doing a lot more inside, because when I'm inside, I find the streets a lot more comfortable, so I need to get used to doing inside ones.
And that little trick we just did on that girl from the Midlands, calling out all the awkwardness, calling out the elephant, yeah? Remember that one in Top Shop?
Yeah, yeah, so because there was people around, he was like, oh, I know there's people like hearing this.
Yeah, I know you're eating your sandwich. Yeah. I know this is so weird. And when you have that little bit of brain freeze or panic, remember on the set before, you say, oh my God, sorry, my mind has just gone completely blank.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to you, but I'd like to take you out. So at least go in for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I reckon another two or three today, we probably could have got the digits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, I let quite a few of them get away, but still.
Yeah, it's fine. Think of the jump from yesterday to today, yeah?
Yeah, completely different. Like, when I started off yesterday, so scared, now ended the coaching, I'm like, what, doing good sets?
Yeah, yeah, three sets of contact details, yeah, and you ticked off the sticking points we talked about at the beginning.
So found a new sticking point at the end, which was the not too much banter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Do you want to just quickly explain when we noticed that it was on Oxford Street with a crazy hot cat girl?
Yeah. So I stopped her. She loved me. I was just telling jokes, bantering, and she was loving it. She couldn't stop laughing. So obviously I thought, yeah, this is good, and I kept doing it, smashing her with jokes. I was thinking that it was a really good set. After it, Tom was like, it was too much, calm it down a bit, move on to seduction. Once you've hooked her, there's no need to carry on all this dancing monkey stuff. Entertaining.
Yeah, because the day is different from the club, yeah?
Yeah.
So what do they say? Over-egging the pudding.
Yeah.
So not getting addicted to attraction, because that was my sticking point, it still is. If the girl's having a great time, and I feel like I'm the world's best stand-up comedian, I do what you did, and you brilliantly destroyed her. Like, it was a masterclass in everything she said, because she gave such great topics. Like, she was weird and nerdy and introverted, and she had cats, and you just went, you just killed her, and she loved it.
She got battered, mate.
She got battered, but then right at the end, you could see her thinking, like, whoa, this guy, is something is not right about this guy.
Yeah, like, it was way too much. She's probably thinking that, yeah, it's so funny, crazy guy, but...
Yeah.
You know, can you be normal?
Keeping it real, yeah.
Can you not crack so many jokes?
Yeah, so moving into silence, eyes, handhold, awkward silence that you and me don't like.
Talking about, you know, talking about the topics more.
Yeah.
Without so many jokes.
Oh, and we said that. Get the last piece of the puzzle for you, getting her to qualify.
Yeah, so qualify, I need to work on that as well. Because I've worked on everything else, but this is a stage I didn't reach yesterday.
Qualification comes for most guys months down the line, but you can do it, man. It's basically saying, jump through my hoop. Like, I'm the guy with value. I'm George Clooney. Who are you? So remember those cheeky little questions like, well, listen, how tall are you? Or listen, what do you do for fun? Or why have you come from, where did we have today? We had Israel. Yeah. So we could have said to those girls,
Turkey as well.
We had Turkey.
Turkey.
You say, listen, I don't understand. Turkey's hot and beautiful at this time of the year. Why are you in London shopping? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And what that does is flip it, and she's now like trying to explain herself to you, justify herself to you.
Or quizzing them about, I say where I'm from, and then I'm like, what do you know about this country?
Yeah. And rather than doing it in a jokey way, which is what we like to do, actually do it seriously. You know, so sorry, why are you XYZ? Why is such a great question? Anyway, you're now going to chuck yourself into this, and you've got a schedule. I know you're very into like fitness, so you're going to treat this like a fitness schedule, yeah? Or a martial arts schedule.
For sure, I'm going to immerse into it. I'm going to, you know, hopefully get really good in a few months. I'm going to keep at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said I've got a lot of potential, so I think...
Yeah, man.
Big things.
Yeah, definitely. It'd be good to meet up with you whenever, in a few months, chat again, go out and do some day game. Because a guy with your focus at your age, it's very, very rare.
Yeah, man, I'll hit you up soon.
Cheers, and thank you, Bob, for being on this podcast. Say goodbye to all our lovely listeners.
Bye-bye.
There you go, podcast 47. Thanks again to the one, the only Bob, for a great couple of days of infield London training. Enjoyed it. Thanks a lot for contributing to the podcast. I hope you guys found that useful, listening to some real infield breakdown along with a student audio infield. Very, very useful. Some updates to finish. The Tom Torero hardback, Street Hustle, Day Game, Toolkit, Bible is basically done. 99.9% done. Text is finished. Now it's just about illustrations, layout, proofreading. So I think we're a couple of weeks away from launch. Keep an eye out on my YouTube channel and my website for updates. I'm off now to Singapore to do some coaching, and then the Netherlands to do some coaching, and then to Austria, to the Austrian Alps with some day gamers for some skiing, for some snow, back into the European season. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not in London for a while. Although I've got a training thing this weekend, but after that, I won't be doing a lot of street hustle training in London. So, if you would like some Skype coaching, if you want me to go over some MP3 recordings of you in field, talk about sticking points, blind spots, we can micromanage things, then I can do that from anywhere in the world. So feel free to get in contact with me, tom@tomterrero.com. We'll talk about what kind of Skype coaching you want, if it's to do with your day game or your texting or your dating or relationships or even this kind of nomadic, traveling, minimalist lifestyle stuff that I'm also doing too. Get in contact, like I said, tom@tomterrero.com. If not, I will speak to you on the next podcast. Ta-da.